The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says, on Amud Beis, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, Ein Mekadrin, Loi Be'egla Arufa, V'loi Be'ari Miklot, M'bnei Shehen Shal Torah. The special way of measuring for Tchumen by mountains and hills, which Chazal allowed us to use by measuring the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos, this applies only by Tchum Shabbos, which is Derabonan. But Be'egla Arufa, when we are trying to measure, when a dead body is found between two cities, and we are trying to figure out which city he was closer to see which city has to bring the Eglah Rufa, or by Ari Miklot, where the halacha is that the Tchum, the area around the Ir Miklot, also protects the Ritzeach, the person who killed the Shegeg, not intentionally, unintentionally. So by Eglah Rufa, by Ari Miklot, when we make the measurements, we are not allowed to use the system of Mekadrim Baharim. We must make sure to have an accurate measurement. Let's discuss some of the other dinim of the measurements that are involved in Eglah Rufa and in other areas besides Tchum Shabbos, and let us see if the halachas which apply by Tchum Shabbos apply by these other measurements as well. For example, let us discuss the concept of Ribua Ha'ir. By Tchum Shabbos, we had on Daf Nuvav in the Braisa that there's halacha that we square off the city. Before we measure 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos, we don't just measure 2,000 amas from any place in the city. Rather, we square off the city, we take the most extreme point in all four directions, north, south, east, and west, and we draw an imaginary line and make a square or a rectangle around the shape of the city. And only then do we begin measuring the 2,000 amas for Tchum Shabbos. Now, by Eglah Arufa, do we first square off the city before we start making the measurements? Or do we measure from the edge of the city, which is opposite where the dead body was found? The same shaila can apply in other areas as well, which are more practically, which come up more practically in our times. For example, by Tfilas HaDerech, the halacha is as follows. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud, it says that after someone's Hechse B'Derech, he starts traveling on his way, he says Tfilas HaDerech, provided that the trip is going to be a parsa, which is 4 mil, according to the measurements of Ramesha Feinstein, that would be 14,000 feet, close to 3 miles, out of the city. If that's the distance he is going to travel, he must say Tfilas HaDerech, and he may say Tfilas HaDerech anytime after he is Hechsik B'Derech, he started traveling. Now the Taz is of the opinion that even if he is still in the city, as long as he has started traveling, he may already say Tfilas HaDerech. However, most Achronim, from the Magen Avraham on down, are of the opinion that one may only say Tfilas HaDerech after they leave the city. And not only must they first, one must first leave the city, they must also leave the Brura Shal'ir, the extension of the city, which is the 70 Amos, 70 and 2/3 Amos, approximately 125 feet, around the city. Once one is 125 feet out of the city, then he may say Tfilas HaDerech, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'halacha. So, even if one is going on a very long trip, he may say Tfilas HaDerech only once he is past the Berurah Shal'ir, past the extension of the city. Now, we learned by Tchumen there is a concept of Ribua Ha'ir, the squared off part of the city, the area that has gained by squaring up the city, and that area has the halacha of Ibura Shal'ir. It's considered an extension of the city. What is in regards to Tfilas HaDerech? What if one has left the city, and he is more than 70 and 2/3 amos, more than 125 feet out of the city, but he's still in the Ribua Ha'ir? That means if one would look at a map, and he would square off the city, the person traveling who is more than 125 feet out of the city has not yet left the Ribua Ha'ir, the squared off area of the city. Basically, the question is, does the concept of Ribua Ha'ir apply in other halachas outside of Hilchos Tchum Shabbos, or more accurately, outside of Hilchos Shabbos, because we know that the halacha of squaring up the city finds its source in the halacha of 10 peyos l'shev se Shabbos, that in all halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, like we learned in the fourth parak, in regards to someone who carries 4 amos in Rishis Rabim, that there are halachas of squaring off in all areas of Hilchos Shabbos. The question is this halacha of squaring off, is it limited to Hilchos Shabbos, or does it apply in other areas as well? Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his Sefer Nahal Eson, which deals mostly with halachas of Eglah Arufa, he discusses this shaila in regards to Eglah Arufa. Do we square off the city before we begin the measurements? And first he wants to prove that the halacha of ribua does not apply to egla rufa, because he says that by irni dachas, the halacha is of an irni dachas, that a city where most of the people in the city were found to be oivdei v'yazara, idol worshippers, so everyone in the city has to be killed, and everything that's found in the city, all their belongings, have to be burnt. And the halacha is that anything that's found in the Ibra ear, in the extension of the city, also has the halacha to be burnt. And he says that we don't find that anything that's found in the Ribuha ear, the squared off area of the city, has to be burnt, and is also forbidden in Hanoah to have any enjoyment from as well. We don't find that one may not have enjoyment and one must burn anything that's found in the Ribuha, in the squared off area around an ear nidachas. So this would leave the implication that the halacha of Ribuha applies only by Shabbos. Then Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that from Irni Dachas we cannot prove to Egla Rufa, because Egla Rufa does have something in common with Tchum Shabbos, that just like by Tchum Shabbos we are making measurements, we are measuring for Tchum Shabbos, and therefore we square up the city first, so too by Egla Rufa, where we are measuring to the cholo, to the corpse that was found, maybe we should also square off first before we begin measurements. However, if by Irni Dachas there is no halacha of Ribua, then Tfilas HaDerech would have the same halacha, that we would not square off the city first. In the end, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that even by Egla Rufa, there is no halacha of ribua, of squaring off the city. The halacha of squaring off the city applies only in Hilchos Shabbos, by Tchum Shabbos and other halachas in Hilchos Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and according to him, by Tfilas HaDerech, as long as one is out of the regular ribua shalir, more than 125 feet out of the city, they may already say Tfilas HaDerech, provided that the trip is long enough that he's going up Harsa for 14,000 feet out of the city before one arrives at his destination, or at least in the next city. Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita brought a raya. He brings the proof from the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Masechet Nedarim, not like this. The Mishnah says, "Hanoidim in the ear." Somebody makes a neder, a vow that he's not going to derive any enjoyment from a city. The Mishnah says, "Nedarim nafnun vav." He's allowed to enter the tchum of the city, the 2,000 amos surrounding the city. He's not allowed to enter the Ibur of the city. Now, simple understanding of the Ibur of the city for this Mishnah would also be the 70 Amos surrounding the city. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos Nedarim goes with his opinion that the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos in Erev and Daf Samach, that when the Mishnah says Ibur of the city, the extension of the city, the Mishnah is referring to the Ribua, the square of the city. Now here we are talking about Hilchos Nedarim, something completely unrelated to Hilchos Shabbos, and there's also no medida, no measurement going on, and still, we see that the halacha is that someone who is not allowed to have any enjoyment or not allowed to enter into the city is also not allowed to enter the ribua of the city. So we see that the concept of squaring off the city and giving the whole square, the halachas of ibur or ir, of an extension of the city, this applies to all halachas. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Miller has ruled that in Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech, before one may say Tfilas HaDerech, he must make sure that not only is he out of the simple ibur or ir, the first 125 feet, he must first ascertain that he is out of the ribua of the city. And until he is out of the ribua of the city, he should not say Tfilas HaDerech. Halacha l'maisa, one who is traveling from Lakewood to New York, for example, he would say Tfilas HaDerech when he goes on Route 195, because Route 195, according to the accurate aerial maps, the satellite maps, is clearly out of the ribua of the city. Someone who is getting on the Garden State Parkway by a lower exit, such as exit 91, 89, or 88, when he travels over Brick Reservoir, that would be an opportune place to say Tfilas HaDerech. When he's traveling over the reservoir, he could see it out of the right side window, the passenger side window, as well as for the next mile and a quarter afterwards, he would still be able to say Tfilas HaDerech because he is clearly out of the ribua of his city or of any other city. Now, there's another place where this shaila of ribua comes up and can have practical applications in our times, and this is actually in Hilchos Purim. In Hilchos Purim, the halach is that krachim, walled in cities, that had a wall since the times of Yeshua ben Nun, as well as Yerushalayim, they lay Megillah on the 15th of Adar, on Shushan Purim, not on the 14th. And the halach is that any other city that is samuch, that is close, that was within a Tchum Shabbos area, within 2,000 amas of the krach, of the walled city, or of Yerushalayim, they get the halacha of the krach, and they also lay Megillah on the 15th of Adar, on Shushan Purim. Now here again the question arises, is there a din ribua? Do we square off the krach? Do we square off Yerushalayim before we start measuring 2,000 amas? And obviously it can make a big difference towards pulling in other adjoining neighborhoods and suburbs. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Purim says that we do not square off the city. We do not square off the walled-in city before we start measuring 2,000 amas. Rav Chaim Kanievsky mentions this, and he says that simply this would seem to prove that we do not apply the concept of ribua ir outside of Hilchos Shabbos. But he says there is a makom lechalek, one could differentiate and say that Purim Megillah is different, and one must actually be close to the walled-in city itself. And therefore we cannot prove from the Chazon Ish's opinion in Hilchos Megillah to other areas such as Egla Rufa and Ir Hanidachas. The question arises, what about the other city that is close to the walled-in city? The walled-in city itself, we must work with the actual wall of the city before to measure the 2,000 amas from it. What about the other city? Can we square off the other city? So on this, the Sefer Shvus Yitzchok and Hilchos Purim brings the Shem Rav Yashav Zatzal, the Rav Yashav Paskin, that the same way we did not square off the walled-in city, we did not square off the other city as well. Once again, we do not know what Rav Yashav held in regards to other halachas such as Tfilas Haderech, because as Chaim Kanievsky himself has already said, that could be Purim is different and we work with the cities themselves, not with Ribua Ha'ir. It's interesting to note that the Sefer Shvus Yitzchok brings from Rav Yashav that a Chalal Keshet or Chalal Gam, that means if you have a city shaped like a bow, like a rainbow, which is discussed in the Gemara in Daftan He'i, and then it receives mention again in Daftan Zayin on the days, where the area between the two sides of the Keshet, two sides of the bow, the open area is less than 4,000 amas. And the Gemara says on Daftan Hay that we treat it as if it's Moli Botan Vachatzeris, as if it's full of houses and courtyards. Rav Yashav has Paskin that in regards to Hilchos Purim as well, if you have a city shaped like a Keshes and there's an open area in the middle of the city that's less than 4,000 amas wide, we treat it as part of the city in regards to measuring the 2,000 amas from a krach. That means if there's a walled-in city, which is nearby, and if we measure 2,000 amas to any actual part of the nearby city, the open city, we would not be able to hit the open city. However, we can measure 2,000 amas and reach a part of the halal kashas, the area that's inside the city, which does not have actual houses in it. Rav Yashav has paskin that here we do view the irasiyik kashas, the bow-shaped city, as being samach, as being close to the walled-in city, and they would lain Megillah on Tesvav Adar on Shusha Purim. In other words, the halacha of Ribua does not apply in Hilchos Purim. However, the halacha of Chalal Keshes and Chalal Gam, that an area inside a city which is a Siyaka Keshes, shaped like a bow, that is treated as if it's full of houses and courtyards, this halacha does apply in Hilchos Purim. Then the Shvus Yitzchok says that he asked Rav Yashav about connecting two cities. We had a halacha, which we discussed in the Vavim of the days, that if two cities do not overlap, but the ribua of the two cities, the squared off area of the two cities do overlap, then we do treat the two cities as one. Does that halacha apply in Hilchos Purim as well? And Rav Yashav told him that in Hilchos Purim, we should not use Chibra Yaris and Eribua. We should not connect the two cities. And he says, at least in Hilchos Purim, we should not apply it. The implication obviously is on other areas, like we've discussed, certainly Tchum Shabbos, like we said from Rav Yashav in the Shir and Daf Nevov, and possibly in regards to Tfilas Haderech also, maybe we would connect cities with the Ribuas. However, in regards to Hilchos Purim, Rav Yashav has ruled that we should not connect cities with the Ribuas, with the square of areas, which is very easily to understand based on the ruling of the Chazon Ish, that we do not square off the walled-in city, and the ruling of Rav Yashav himself, that we do not square off the neighboring city. This is the halacha in regards to Hilchos Purim. Now, there's another question which arises in Hilchos Tfilas Haderech, and that being that in regards to Hilchos Tchumen, there we had a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah and Daf and Zayin. If we give a karfif to a city, that means if before you start measuring the 2,000 amas of the city, let's for the time being talk about a square city, so there's no question about how to do the ribua, how to do the squaring off. Rabbi Meir holds that you first give 70 and 2/3 amas, about 125 feet, before you start measuring the Tchum Shabbos. This is the karfif of the air, this is the ibura, the extension of the city. The Chachamim feel that we do not give a karfif, an extension to the city, unless there's another city nearby which we are trying to connect the first city to. There's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber paskins like the Chachamim, and therefore those Sfardim who do like the opinion of the Machaber, they would start measuring the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos right away. However, the Ramah is of the opinion, he paskins, like the Tur paskins, that we do give a karfif to a city, like Shitas Rabbi Meir, and therefore before you start measuring the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos, you first have to count to 125 feet for karfif, for Ibur Shalir. Now what is in regards to other halachas which have Ibur Shalir? For example, Tfilas Haderech, or for example, Arei Miklat, and other such halachas, Eir Nidachas, where there's halacha of Ibur Shalir, would you have the same machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim, and therefore, halacha lemaisa and Tfilas Haderech, would you have the same machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah when you can start saying Tfilas Haderech? That would mean that, according to the Mechaber, like Sfardim do, they would be able to say Tfilas Haderech as soon as they leave the city, and Ashkenazim would do like the Ramah, they would have to wait until they first go out of the 125 feet. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Nachal Eson, when he deals with Hilchos Egla Arufa, very clearly applies the same machlekes of Meir and Chachamim and the same machlekes Machaber and Ramah in regards to Egla Arufa, if we first have to count off 125 feet, Shivma Mishirayim, before, he doesn't say 125 feet, he may go with a different shear from Chaznish, but whether we first have to count off the Shivam Amos Mishirayim, the 72 Amos, before we start measuring towards the Cholol, towards the found dead body. That is the opinion of Rav Chaim Knievsky, and therefore it would seem to follow in Hilchos Tfilas Aderech, he would also say that Sfardim may say Tfilas Aderech right away, but Ashkenazim should wait till they let leave the Ibur Shalir. Sfardim can also have an Ibur Shalir if there are Dvarim Hamas Abrim in the ear. That means other buildings that jut out of the city, like is discussed in the Mishnah in our beginning of our parak on Daphne Beis, Nun Beis, Negimom, and Aleph, as well as the Braisa on Nun Heyam and Beis. However, if there are no such buildings which are adjoining to the city, then Sfardim will be able to start saying Tfilas Aderech right away. However, there is one problem which Rav Chaim Knievsky himself brings up, that there is a Ritva in Hilchus, in the Ritva, an Erevin Paskins like the Chachamim, like the Shittas HaRambam, which the Machaber Paskins, not to give an Ibur, not to give a Karfif to one city. However, the Ritva in the Dharm, when he discusses the person who made a Neder not to enjoy or not to enter the city, the Ritva goes with the definition of Ibur Shal'ir of Rabbi Meir. The Ritva says that the Ibur Shal'ir, which one may not enter, is the Shivam Shirayim, the 72 Tudor's Amos around the city, even though the Ritva and Erevin does not seem to pass like the Shita. The same problem arises in Mesechus Makkos when Ari and Miklad are discussed, and in Ir Miklad, where a Rotzeach, someone who kills unintentionally, can run for safety from the Goyal Adam, there also the Ritva very clearly explains Ibur Shalir to be the Shivam Shirayim, the 72 Tudor's Amos around the city, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shlomo Miller Shlita has suggested that it could be the whole machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim is only in regards to Tchum Shabbos. Whether we shouldn't bring a Yerushalmi, that seems to have machlekes in Darshaning a Pasuk, or that it's, since it's a Drabondik Halacha, we would say it's a machlekes how to make the smacht on the Pasuk, whether there should be a Karfif given to a city or not. However, in other areas of Halacha, everyone agrees there's such a thing as a Karfif to a city. We see that even the Chachamim agree that if there's an adjoining city which we are trying to connect to a Nukhus Tchum Shabbos, we can apply the rule of Karfif and give Shivim Mishirayim to each city in order to connect them. So everyone agrees to the concept of Karfif. The Rabbanan hold that the halachos of measuring Tchumen require that we start counting the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos right away without giving a Karfif first. However, they agree to the concept of Karfif, and therefore in Hilchos Nedarim, they would agree that one may not enter the Karfif of the city, the 70 Amos around the city. And with Ari Miklat also, they agree that the concept of Ibur Shal'ir applies to the 70 Amos around the city. It would then follow in Hilchos Tfilas Aderech as well, that even those Sfaradim who do like the Mechaber, they should not say Tfilas Aderech until they have left the Ibur Shalir, until they have gone 125 feet out of the city. This is without getting involved in the aforementioned question of the Ribua year of the squaring off the city. They should first make sure that they have squared off the city and gone out of that area. And then once they've gone another 125 feet, then one may say Tfilas Aderech.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.